Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How have you been? I trust that your day is going well. I know this is a busy season for everyone. Well, I am now in everything, but in the interim, I'm just afraid that you remember what Christmas is. Today, I'll share the Christmas. Any of you know what the Christmas method is? Well, today I'll be reading from the Book of Luke. Three went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should register. This is the first registration and was taken by Quirinius. While Quirinius was governor of Syria, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town Nazareth, Galilee, Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, descended from the house of and family of David. He went to the registry with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth. Then there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news, great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord. We assign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Go down to Bethlehem, see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. "As for see, I am bringing you good news and great joy for all the people." Now, in light of recent elections, you know, many people are fearful. You know, there are many people who don't, you know, look at what the state of the country is. You know, they see a lot of things that are going to change, and things are going to be different anyway. They're going to be different. And a lot of people are fearful of what might happen. But I am going to point out to you that in Jesus' time, Jesus was born, Israel was under Roman rule. And, you know, it wasn't exactly a great time. You know, they were under Roman domination. They were under Roman rule, so it wasn't a good time then either. But they didn't believe that the promise of the Messiah coming. As we see here, you know, the promise that was made many, many years before was kept. News, you know, things are just going to get worse. You know, can you ever remember a time when we didn't have any wars or didn't have any, you know, strife or economic struggles? This time is no different. But one thing is certain, that each time I look at each time this year, here every year to the world, giving us a Savior. And each and every one of us can look. Each and every one of us can have a new life. We come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I know many people during this time struggle. They've lost loved ones. They have no family or no friends. I think of during this time of year, I think of people who are in prison or homeless or in shelters. I think about all the veterans who won't be here, who aren't here to be with their families. I know that personal experience when I was in the service. I spent time away from my own family, and I know how it feels, so I know what the military personnel are going through. But if there's a time we need the message of hope and peace more than ever, it's now. Because there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of, we don't know what's going to happen. Joseph and Mary, the Emperor Augustus had a decree everybody should be registered. Now, I imagine that must have been a stressful time, too. So, stress and craziness during the season, nothing new to the world, and certainly nothing new to God and Jesus. You share this with your neighbors and your friends, and they'll be wondering, why are you so joyful? Why are you so calm? Each and then you have the opportunity to share with them why you're that way, because you know the person is a point of peace. And the situation, the circumstances around. I've seen many people who are very fearful, who have a hard time during the season because they, people that they, loved ones, friends have passed away. Maybe some people have lost jobs. Maybe some people have lost family. Some people don't know where they're going to get their next meal from. Or do they have a roof over their head? And the person's message is, I look at it and I said, this is what I really look to. This is something very positive. There's going to come a day when things, when there will be peace in the earth. There'll be a day when there will be peace among all men. But it can start with each and every individual. When you ask Christ to come into your heart. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not going to be hard times. Yes, in the world, you're going to have times where it's going to be difficult. But you don't have to be. Who I has become overwhelmed by all the difficulties. I've pointed out, now is the time when people need to come together, to sit down and listen to each other instead of hollering to their own lives. What am I living for? Is this all there is to life? Is all this struggle and peace and all these wars, or is all this going to end? And I say, yes, there's going to come a day when all this is going to end. There's always going to be struggle in this particular world, but there's going to come a time when all this is going to end. When Christ comes to rule the world, and then there will be peace. That God and Christ came, He didn't bring up. Everybody wants it. I'm sure everybody's willing to have peace and hope in this world, too. You look around the world, you don't see much of it, but, if you have it in your heart, in your life, people will know to take notice of that. You have many opportunities to share the good news. Good news of Christ during this time, I often use it as a time of reflection, too, because, you know, I just think about God's taken me through the year. You know, you probably know that, you know, it's been the normal life up and down that God's brought me to this point in time. You know, I'm very thankful for that. And all of us should be thankful, you know, that he's brought us through another year to this point. Because there are people that we knew last year, some people aren't here anymore. And when I reflect on that, you know, I think about, been somewhat of a reflector anyway. I think about, I reflect on a lot of things. Simply because, you know, is it, you know, I made it to this point, or I was brought here. So I like to think that, you know, during the year I became a better person. You know, and all of us should strive to be better people. Time of year, you know, now is the opportunity where each and every one of us can assess where we are now, how far we've come, and also to know where we need to go. And God can help us with this. You know, he knows what we need. You know, he sees all the things that we go through. He sees that we need a job. Call on God, you know. Call on God anytime, anywhere. You know, if we need a job, if we need help, we need peace in our hearts. If we have fear, tell God to take away the fear in us. You know, if we have no hope, we're going to look to him for hope. Peace, you know, peace, he'll give us peace in our hearts. You know, and I found all three. I found many, many, many things to be thankful for during this time. Or having a roof over my head. You know, we all should be thankful for the things that we have. Because, you know, remember, there's many people in the world that do not have, you know, they wonder where they're going to get their next meal from. Well, I wonder where they're going to sleep tonight. And there's so many things going on that, you know, those of us that have, we should, you know, need for what we have. And one thing I'm thankful for is the, you know, that Jesus was born into our life. Because I, thinking on it now, I wonder where I'd be now if I didn't have Christ in my life. Because, no, I've had some troubles, and I've had some trials. I've had some wonderful times, too. One of the things I share when I share my testimony is that God, as some of you may feel, well, I'm too far away from God. I said, no, God's standing right next to you. He's waiting for you to ask him to help you. He's just waiting there. You know, Christ is always there. And some of you may feel that you're too sinful. You know, or some people feel that somebody feel that you're not good enough. I like to share this with my. Doesn't matter who you are, but he loves you as you are. And you know that message hasn't changed, but it has never changed. And it's not going to change. Christ loves each and every one of us who we are. God created us as we are. You know, I know one thing that during this time, it's a hard time for gay, lesbian, bi, trans community, queer community, because they've been told that they were people, they've been told many things. You know, but I'm here to tell you that God loves you as you are. This is the way you were created during this time. Christmas message, you know, I think this message is for you also. You know, that Christ came to save all of us who are. Are joy in your heart, peace in your heart, it gives you hope in your heart. And during this time, you know, and the last point I'd like to make during this time that God is still in control and on the throne. God only allows a person to have so much power. know, just, you know, I said, listen, there's no such thing as no permanent eternal kingdoms, you know, empires come and empires go. You know, and so, you know, God's in control of everything. You know, I've had a couple of people ask me, are you afraid of sin? I'm concerned, but I'm not afraid, no. Because God's in control of everything. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity, I believe, you know, to share the good news of Christ. There's an opportunity to show, you know, to share with people now. People are uncertain about the future. You know, a lot of things that we thought would be permanent now is all shaking around. Of course, with the Christmas story, you know, it came at a time where there was much turmoil. But that's true about a lot of things in Scripture. A lot of things happened during the most tumultuous time in people's lives. But it goes to show you the power of God's work. It goes to show you, in even those tumultuous times, you know, we can have peace, you know, God will reign through, you know, give us victory. And this is what I like to leave with time, you know, you can turn this time, it's a good, wonderful opportunity to come to Him. If you know about the gospel, you know what you need to do, you know, call upon Him, ask Him to your life. You know, confess your sins, you know, ask Him to come into your life. The door is always open. You know, it doesn't matter what you've done or who you are or where you came from. That doesn't matter. You know, the point is that God loves you. Christ loves you. This is a wonderful opportunity to start anew. You know, make this, you know, Christmas season the best season that you've ever had. Generally, even I'd like to thank you for listening to this message. If you have any, if you like to have any comments, you know, feel free to send any comments on Facebook. It's facebook.com/JennyRose. Genevieve, for Genevieve's Gems, and I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. God bless you.